And now, time for Mission Magazine's Coach's Corner, featuring Roger Price, bringing out the best in your neighbor through coaching. And now, here's Roger Price.
2 Corinthians 9, verse 7 says, "Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." My question of you today is, are you a cheerful liver? Welcome to the Coach's Corner, a place to grow for Christian leaders. Paul tells us God delights in a cheerful giver. When I think of this passage about giving, I usually think about the financial giving part. But from time to time, I also think about other gifts that God wants me to give. God has given me and all of us so many amazing gifts, including financial gifts, spiritual gifts, natural talents, special relationships that bless us. And God wants each of us to use all these gifts, not just our financial gifts, in order to give to others. It's the original form of regifting. God gives us amazing gifts, and we, in turn, give of those gifts to others. I believe that the greatest gift God gives us is life itself and the free will to live it however we choose. We didn't do anything to deserve this gift of life. God did it all. Of course, we got a little help from our parents. Then beyond that, because God knows that the world is broken and my life will also be broken, God gave His Son to reconcile me to Him. Another amazing gift. And there's more. After life itself and salvation for eternal life, God also invites me to join Him in His mission of bringing this broken world back into a full relationship with Him, the reconciliation of the entire earth back to God. What an amazing offer to work for, to work with the Creator of the universe in His mission. All we have to do is give our life. This life that was given to us with no strings attached, to give that life back to Him. When it comes to our life, our living, Jesus tells us that we must die to ourselves, as He did, and give our entire life to God. Yes, our heart, our mind, our soul, our everything. And like a financial tithe, I suspect this giving is to be done cheerfully, not begrudgingly. We are to be a cheerful liver. As a Christian leader, this is really important, because the world won't say to leaders, "Die to yourself and be the servant of those that follow you." But Jesus makes this quite clear through His words and actions. One example is when He washed the feet of His followers and told them He came to serve them. And when He did this, do you think He did it grudgingly? I think not. I think He enjoyed every moment of this act of love. So why is this important to Christian leaders? Because this is what defines all of us as followers of Jesus. And as you've heard me say before, a Christian leader is first a follower. Let me tell you about a cheerful liver I know, someone who's using his life for God's mission. I have a close friend who gives away a lot of money. He and his wife have been richly blessed, and they use their financial blessings to bless others. And they do this, both of them, very cheerfully. But it doesn't end there. My friend is 72 years old and could easily justify just sitting back and letting his financial gifts cover his need for giving. But that's not his way. For a 23rd year in a row, he will take 10 middle school kids and 6 chaperones on a 5-day backpacking trip on the Appalachian Trail. And he knows that this year's group of kids are going to do what every year's group of kids does. Whine about how long the van ride is to get to the trail. This year it'll be 16 hours. Whine about how hot it is on the trail and how bored they are. Cry about how much their feet hurt. Insist they can't make it one more step up this mountain, let alone the 2 miles required to get to the next source of water. My friend puts up with all that whining and pushes them to keep going so they will accomplish what he knows will be a source of real confidence one day, even if they hate him for it in the moment. He's humble about this amazing gift that he gives of himself each year, and I can see great joy in him when he talks about it, especially afterward. So How are you giving your life away? What regular acts of giving would someone see in your living? And would those acts of giving be done cheerfully? Be honest with yourself and consider making a change this week that you would be a cheerful liver. Next week, I'll talk about another topic that will challenge you and me to be a better Christian leader. I hope you'll join me at this same time on this same station. And if you want to hear this Coach's Corner segment again, you can find it at coachcorner.org with a dash between the two words. Until next week, I pray that you experience God's rich blessings.